Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, we've been hearing this morning that the Labour Court is going to hold a formal hearing in relation to the Aer Lingus dispute tomorrow after the two sides met for over 8 hours yesterday. Ellie Donnelly is business reporter with the Business Post, and Ellie was covering that meeting which broke up late last night and is on the line now. Good morning, Ellie.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. So will you explain to us the lead-in to tomorrow's hearing, how we ended up at this point?
No problem. So this dispute's been going on for about 22 months now. And as your listeners may know, since last Wednesday, pilots of the airline have been working on a work-to-rule basis. On Tuesday last week, both sides, both Aer Lingus and IALPA, which represents the pilots, were in the Labour Court for separate meetings. Then on Thursday, management and union representatives met face-to-face for 5 hours. However, talks broke down without agreement. On Saturday then, we saw those vivid images from the airport of the pilots striking. They went on strike for 8 hours, starting at 5 a.m. and ending at 1 p.m. Then yesterday, as you said, the Labour Court met the two sides for more than 8 hours before informing the parties that it will exercise its right to intervene in the dispute under the Industrial Relations Act. Now, the Court has requested final written submissions to be made by the parties by close of business today. The hearing will then take place tomorrow afternoon, and then the Labour Court will issue a recommendation. And then just as it stands, so far, Aer Lingus has cancelled about 392 flights up to next Sunday, July 7th, impacting more than 60,000 passengers.
So in terms of whether there's been any movement over the course of the 8 hours of talks yesterday, did we get an indication as to whether progress was made or whether either side indicated a willingness to give a little bit?
It's kind of hard to say. IALPA has said before that it's moved away from its 24% pay demand. However, it's accused Aer Lingus of failing to reciprocate this. Aer Lingus is seeking an agreement on productivity and flexibility in return for any pay increases that go beyond the 12.25% that it's agreed with other groups of workers at the company. Aer Lingus previously branded the pilots' pay demand as untenable. So yesterday then, Mark Tighe, who's the president of IALPA, Captain Mark Tighe, he said that the airline had brought new demands to the court that had not been seen before. However, he said that he left in the hope that the court will be able to write a recommendation that will be able to acknowledge the reasonableness of the pilots' claim, is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Donal Moriarty, the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer at Aer Lingus, he described discussions as constructive yesterday evening when he was leaving after 11.
And the hope would be that there may be some sort of a breakthrough tomorrow at the hearing. But Ellie, if there isn't, do we know what happens next? Does the work to rule continue, or what have the pilots said about escalation?
Well, the court has asked that the pilots do not escalate the industrial action ahead of tomorrow. So in the meantime, this work to rule where pilots don't do work outside of their hours, that will continue. Now, last night, Captain Tighe said that union had not made any commitment one way or another on industrial action, and that IALPA is constantly reviewing it at this moment in time. So that's the latest that we have from IALPA.
Now, you've done some great work on the figures involved in all of this, and you'll have other unions in the airline industry watching this very closely, because we have heard from both sides, haven't we? And you've detailed these figures. We have pilots who have been given a pay award which would mirror what the Aer Lingus pilots are looking for, and we have those who are on a lot less.
Yes, so we know that the likes of British Airways pilots, EasyJet pilots have received pay increases. Now, Aer Lingus has agreed with its cabin crew and other groups. They've already accepted this pay increase of 12.25%. So should Aer Lingus agree to give pilots a larger increase than their colleagues without adding in extra productivity requirements, that could, you'd imagine, trigger potential further pay claims.
And what do the British Airways and EasyJet pilots get?
I think it was 24%, I think, the British Airways have got.
Right, so that's pretty much what the Aer Lingus pilots are looking for, which I suppose points us in the direction of why that ask was being made.
Absolutely.
All right, Ellie, we'll leave it there. That's Ellie Donnelly there from the Business Post.